Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
What's up, guys? It's the phenomenal AJ Styles. You're listening to the two-man power trip.
Hey, Johnny. Cool, man. What's going on? We ready to go or what?
Two-man power trip of wrestling. I'm your host, JP John Paz. With me today, very special guest, former WCW World Heavyweight Champion, former head writer for WCW and the WWF, Mr. Vince Russo. Vince, welcome back. How are you doing today,
sir? What is on, my friend, John? John, I am looking at your New York Giants sweatshirt. Yeah, John, you know what's really weird with me, man? I used to be a huge fan of all four sports. You know, man, growing up in Long Island, you know, during the Super Bowl years and stuff, I was a diehard Giants fan. Growing up on Long Island, bro, I was a huge fan of the ABA Nets. I used to go to the Coliseum, see Dr. J play all the time. Believe it or not, in hockey, I was a big Minnesota North Star guy because I love their goaltender, Cesar Maniago, right? And then, of course, I've always been a Giant fan in baseball. But I swear to God, John, I don't know why, but one by one by one, I lost interest like in all other sports. And the only thing I follow now religiously is baseball. You know, one by one, first it was hockey, you know, then it was basketball, then it was football. Now, I know the Giants are in the playoff hunt. I know that.
Yes.
So where do they sit right now, bro? I know there's two games left. Yep. What do they have to do? Do they have to win out? Where are they?
So if they win this week, they're in. Only have to win one game and they're in. But if they lose both games, there's a bunch of other scenarios where a bunch of other teams lose that they could still make it. But like they always said, just take care of your own business, win, and you're in.
So who do they have this week?
The Colts.
Oh, well, they should win that game. Yeah, I saw they lost the tough one to Minnesota, man.
Oof, that was brutal. 61-yard field goal with no time remaining on the clock. That was a brutal loss. Yeah.
Well, they should be able. Now, where is the Colts game?
Home. At Giant Stadium.
Oh, they should be able to handle that, I would hope, man.
Oh, they better hope so. They better not just mail it in and think they're going to win. They better show up.
Now, bro, do you get the NFL package?
No. Nope.
Oh, so you only see the Giant games when they're televised?
Well, they're always, for me, because I'm the local market, they're always on TV.
Where do you live, bro? Where do you live?
New Jersey.
So you must get all Giants and Jets then.
Yes. Yep. Both.
Oh,
games.
Wow. You got it made then, bro. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Yep. Do you go to many games, bro?
I haven't been to a game in a few years, but I used to just go to Giants games. Maybe a Jets game here or two, but I'm not really a big Jets guy, but I've been to a bunch of Giants games.
I swear, John, my cousin is a Giants, you know, season ticket holder and has been for like probably the last 30 years. But I remember, bro, he waited like he had to wait like 10 years for tickets to become available, man. And ever since he got them, like he's held on to them for the last 30 years, man. Yeah, season ticket holders. And when you got a good football team, bro, you're never going to get a season ticket, man.
Yeah, I got a buddy who I guess has been in his family since 1987, but it got passed down to him. He's not giving it up. Like, that's what always happens. Nobody's giving up those tickets. They're going to give it to their family. Yeah.
I swear, bro, that has always been like, you know, one of my, you know, dreams that will never happen. I would love, bro, for the day to come where, you know, I move out to San Francisco. I'm a Giant season ticket holder, and I just go to every single home. I always dream about that. As a matter of fact, bro, you know, I mean, I'm going to be 62 in January, and I always say like that I'm going to retire at, you know, 65. So I'm hoping I got 3 years left. But, you know, one of my plans is to at least maybe move to Arizona and follow the spring training camps, you know, every time. Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool. So that's something that's on the board.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. So Vince, this is a part of the 8th year anniversary coming up on my 8th year.
Congratulations, man. Awesome.
I'm bringing back all the heavy hitters, all the great guests for, you know, quick spot here. What's going on with you with wrestling lately? I've been seeing you pop up in the news. I mean, different guys have been talking about you. Why are you so relevant? How are you so relevant?
No, see, that's the thing, bro. Like, people, I don't think they understand how irrelevant I want to be. Like, I want to do my podcast, bro. I want to talk about, you know, the things I want to talk about. I want to do it with my friends and the people that I enjoy. And like that's all I want to do. I'm not in the wrestling bubble. I am not a part of that world anymore. And it's like, I swear to God, bro, I really do try to mind my own business. But then all of us, you know, then I'm sitting here and, you know, Ric Flair's talking about how irrelevant I am. And, you know, Jeff Jarrett, oh, bro, do we really want to give this guy the rub? Bro, I don't want your freaking rub. And I want to be irrelevant. I don't want to deal with that crap, bro. I really don't. But it's like, holy shit, bro. For somebody that is as irrelevant as they say, I'm literally reading about myself every other day. And John, I swear to you, I'm like you. This is my basement. I come in my basement. I come in my office. I do my shows. I'm not on the phone with wrestlers. I'm not on the phone trying to get, you know, dirt. Is Sasha Banks the mystery partner? I could give two shits. It's like I come here. I talk about, you know, the things that interest me and the things I want to talk about. But, bro, I don't know what it is. I really wish, John, maybe you could give me some insight, like looking from a distance. I just don't know why people don't leave me alone, bro. I really don't understand it.
Well, I know some guys, if they talk about you, it gets more clicks. You know, the people, you know, like hate watch sometimes, like, oh, I hated Russo. But then they want to hear what maybe Jeff or Eric or you know, Rick might have to say about you. Maybe it's one of those kind of things.
I don't know. But like I think the whole I think the Flair thing started, bro, because I was doing, you know, I sports Keita pays me to do a show.
Yep.
And I think I swear to God, I think Chris Featherstone asked me like such an innocent little question of like, you know, Vince, right now, do you think Seth Rollins deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame? And bro, like without thinking or anything, I said, no. Yeah. But like, bro, that is my opinion. Like, why would you care whether or not I think Seth Rollins should? First of all, the WWE Hall of Fame doesn't even exist. There is no WWE. Bro, yes. It is one man, you know, making a decision of whether you're in or you're out. And I don't need to be recognized by Vince McMahon for my life to be complete. So the reality of it is, to me, I think the WWE Hall of Fame is a freaking joke. I'm not taking away from anybody that had careers, but I mean, basically, the WWE Hall of Fame is Vince McMahon validating you. I don't need Vince McMahon's validation. So like that's what I'm talking about, bro. When I make a comment like that, what do you care about who I think should or shouldn't be in the freaking WWE Hall of Fame, bro? Who cares? Like, is it that important that I don't think the dude should be in the Hall of Fame? Just for it's stupid to me, man. It's just freaking ridiculous. That's why sometimes I'm like, listen, bro, if you don't want me to answer you honestly, don't ask me the freaking question. I don't know, John.
And also, Conrad or whoever is doing the show will sometimes say, hey, we're covering WCW 99 with Rick, for instance. And they'll be like, okay, Rick, you got buried in the desert. And you know what I mean? And then that'll stir up some stuff. And for sure, like whatever they're talking about, it'll spur a conversation. So
and
that could be why he came
up. They're talking. I mean, bro, that desert thing, which I've explained a million
times. And we talked about the last,
a million times. Bro, that's 24 years ago. Like, when are these guys going to, like, when are we going to stop talking about this meaningless bullshit? Right now, bro, the thing I'm interested in and the thing I really want to talk about is I could sit here and talk all day about the Carlos Correa situation. Why? Because I've been a baseball fan my whole life. I've never seen anything like this in free agency. So, like, you know, something, these are the things I want to talk about. Ric Flair getting left out in a desert on a fictional television show 24 years ago. Like, are you freaking kidding me, bro? Like, we're really going to talk about this? I don't know, bro. I try so hard to get out, but people just like literally just won't leave me the frig alone. That's how I feel anyway.
You're a hot button topic. You know what I mean? I know certain shows that you were the topic of that was like a huge ratings boost or whatever, huge download, if you will. So it's nice to go back to that well. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, bro, I swear to God, you know, I don't know how many people know this, John, but Vice is doing a Bash at the Beach show. So, of course, they called me. And, John, I swear, this is a God honest truth. Bro, I don't want to do it. I could give two shits about being on television. I'd be some kind of an idiot if I actually think they're going to promote russosbrand.com, because that would be the only reason I'd do it. If on the bottom, you know, russosbrand.com, outside of that, I could care less about Vice. I could care less about being on TV. And I swear to God, John, so what I did was, bro, I threw a ridiculous number at them. I'm like, well, obviously I'm not doing this for free because I have no interest in doing it. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, bro, throw a ridiculous number at them and then they'll just say no. So, bro, I threw a ridiculous number at them and they agreed to pay me the money. So wow. Then I said, John, then I said, okay, I just want you guys to know, because I've dealt with you in the past, and every time I deal with you, I always have to run after the money. That's how Vice is, bro. You're constantly on the phone with them trying to get paid. So I said, okay, bro, you met my number. I said, but now you're going to pay me before the interview, because I am not chasing you guys down like I do every. Okay, okay, Vince, no problem. We'll pay you. So, like, bro, like, that's the only reason I'm doing it. It is a big chunk of change. I am going to try to promote Russo's brand as much as possible. But do I actually give a shit about something that happened in 2000? No, bro, I've told the story a million times. I can't believe it's worth to Vice what they're going to pay me. But it's like, I don't know, bro. Sometimes it just surprises the shit out of me that, like, it's like, bro, you really still want to talk about this stuff? Like, really?
They do. They do. It's funny. A buddy of mine, I was just talking to, and they were mentioning how they had an episode of Vice or something was on a wrestling show that was on Vice. And he's like, you know, I never got paid for it. And I was like, are they waiting for the episode to air? And that's what they said. They're waiting for the episode to air.
Oh man, it's big. Yeah, bro. I've done two things with them now, and every single time I'm chasing the money. So that's why I told him this time, bro, unless you guys pay me up front, I'm not going through that with you again.
So, Vince, quick hitter before we let you go here. Hall of Fame, you mentioned it. Would you ever want to be in it? Let's just say.
Absolutely not. Bro, the Hall of Fame is Vince McMahon validating you. Bro, listen, we've seen the character of Vince McMahon in the last year. I don't need validation. I know what I did at the WWE. My numbers will be there forever. Nobody is ever going to erase the numbers. Bro, John, listen, you got a wife, you got kids, you got parents. Bro, to me, that's my validation. I care about what my kids think of me. I care about what kind of a husband I've been to my wife for 40 years. I care about my relationship with my dad, who's going to be 92 years old. These are the things that are important to me. I mean, people that really, really know me. Yes, it is very important to me when you ask my kids, what can you tell me about your father? But to be validated by Vince McMahon, who's paying off women NDAs for sex and God knows what, bro, I don't need or want or am interested in the validation of Vince McMahon.
I was just talking to a wrestler the other day. You came up, oddly. This is off air. It's like personal stuff. And he's like, wait a second. Is Russo's married? I said, yeah, for like 40 years. He's like, oh, he's like, maybe I had the wrong conception about him. I was like, yeah, he's never in trouble. Or it was weird. I just found that interesting. I was like, but yeah, he's married for 40 years. He's got a few kids.
But I swear to God, it's like, you know, bro, of all of, you know, when I started in the wrestling business, bro, I got married at 22. I think I started in the wrestling business like 34, 35. So, bro, I was married 12, 13 years. And, you know, when I'm in the wrestling business and all of a sudden I'm around these beautiful women, I swear to you, John, like, they 100% felt more like daughters to me. I never ever looked at any of the beautiful women that I worked with in an inappropriate way, or I never had thoughts, oh my God, what would it be like to be with so and so? And you know, that really, you know, became the case as I got older. And I'm working with younger girls. I mean, you know, like at TNA, when I'm working with, you know, the beautiful people and all these young girls, I mean, I always felt like a father figure to them. And I really think they looked at me the same way. So, like, it's weird, bro, because so much of that stuff goes on. But to me, people find this so hard when I try to explain to them, bro, it was a job. That's all it was, man. I worked for CBS. I've had my own businesses. Bro, I sold appliances at PC Richards and Son. I'm doing my podcasting. It was just another job. And like, I don't know, bro, for people in that wrestling bubble, man, it is so hard for them to understand that. But that's all wrestling ever was to me, bro.
But even guys within the business maybe have a misconception of you for whatever reason. Could, you know, maybe your writing style, I don't know, but they could have a misconception about you.
Yeah, I have no idea. And like I said, bro, I could really care. I mean, people in the wrestling business that I was close to and that know me well, they know who I am. They know what I did. They know how I carried and conducted myself. People that didn't want to take the time to find that out, you know, well, I mean, those are people that never were interested in being friends. And I mean, that's cool, but don't think you know me when you don't know me. You know what I mean?
So Vince, before we let you go, give us a plug of the Russo's brand, Patreon, whatever else you got going on, whatever else is coming up for you.
Yeah, guys, we're going into like our ninth year now, man. We've been doing this, as, you know, as long as John. We've been doing this for a while, bro. And, you know, we have so many shows under russosbrand.com with so many wrestlers. And that's under the umbrella of channelattitude.com. Then we've got even more programming on patreon.com/RussoTWC. So we're just going onward and upward in 2023, John.
Give us a little preview of Vince versus Jeff and what that's all about.
Well, that's bro, that actually that's done, man. I'm wrapped up with that series. We're launching a new show, bro, right around the first of the year, that I think is going to be very, very popular, and I'm looking forward to it. It is going to be on our Patreon. But yeah, that's the thing, bro. I'm constantly changing shows and adding shows just to keep things fresh and to keep me interested. So you're going to see some new shows in the new year.
So what's on the Patreon like for Vince versus? I know you did Vince versus Vince, right?
Oh my God, I did. Let me see. Vince versus Vince, Vince versus Bruce, Vince versus Eric, Vince versus Jeff, Vince versus Dixie.
Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, Vince versus Eric, Vince versus Hulk. So yeah, there was probably about 10 of them. And I might go back to that, you know, in a year or so. But right now I'm gonna try this other new show.
Oh, interesting. I like the Vince versus, because you get the different perspective and maybe some stories and stuff that you didn't know.
Yeah, and
behind the scenes stuff with you and those guys.
And bro, anybody can listen to the Vince versus Vince. Bro, none of them were designed for me to bury the person I was talking about. I did one about Cornette. That's not what it was designed to do. The whole idea was I was looking back at relationships from like 20, 25 years ago, and I'm reflecting on them 25 years later, and I'm really looking at and examining what really went wrong. So in none of those shows did I attack people or cut promo. That wasn't the purpose of the series at all. And that was the thing with Jeff. You know, I came to the conclusion when I look back on that relationship, this is my opinion and my conclusion. When I was in a situation where I could help Jeff, I was his best friend in the world. When I left TNA in 2012, I never heard from the dude again. So, you know, that tells me, when I look at that situation, that tells me, bro, when I could help him, he was my best friend in the world. When I could no longer do anything for his career, I was nothing to him. That's not me ripping Jeff. That is my opinion of what the relationship was. And a lot of wrestlers are like that, bro. That's the majority of professional wrestlers.
That's the business, I guess.
That's the business. It is the business. And that's all I said. I didn't say anything mean or personal or derogatory. I mean, that was just my assessment of the relationship.
But Vince, thank you so much. I appreciate all the time coming on for the 8th year anniversary. Pretty awesome. John, pretty remarkable. Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Have a good, healthy, happy new year with your family. I'm pulling for the Giants with you, bro. So thanks for having me on, John.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick 'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
WCW Monday Night Draw, and Russo is making, as you can see, his way to the ring, flanked by security. We're heading to Fall Brawl in Buffalo on Sunday, September 17th. Scott Steiner and Goldberg are now signed to go one-on-one. I want to tell you, I don't know if there's an arena in the world big enough to hold that one, much less what may go down here tonight.
Vince Russo earlier on told Scott Steiner it was going down tonight.
What is it?
It was going down at Fall Brawl. Apparently, Vince Russo is going to have it go down right now.
You know what? Maybe if I stand in the ring and click my boots together, one of those Kansas fairies will save me from this hole.
Kansas fairies?
That was the Jayhawks.
It's the Shockers.
I thought the football team was the fairies.
I made a promise that I would never go back on television. But every time I leave, they pull me back in.
Thank God. What a great leader, orator. He's like a modern day George Patton.
I got a big problem on my hands right now, and his name is Goldberg.
store for him right now.
Wait a minute. We're
going to find out.
The problem has personified. Goldberg, look at this. He has manhandled five men.
Go ahead. You lay one finger on me and you breach that contract. That's exactly what I want. I'm begging you. Go ahead.
He's right in the face of Goldberg.
Set the example for the kids, Bill. Set the example for the kids.
The kids?
You better back off.
Russo's got the power. He's got the contract, baby.
Oh, boy, he has called him on it. Look at this.
It's this simple. I would fire your ass right here, right now, but you've got a guaranteed contract protecting you, don't you? But I'll tell you what, Bill. I don't want any more problems. Let's end this right here, right now. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Boy, this should be interesting. What?
This, Bill, this is your official release from WCW.
What?
A release? Wait a minute. Russo snapped.
If you sign this, there won't be any problems. I will see to it that you get paid in full. And you can show up next Monday night wherever the hell you want.
This is a good move for Russo. Goldberg has been a thorn in his side. This is
a way to
get rid of him.
Oh, please, man.
I know you can write.
Are you an idiot?
Go ahead. Let's do this the easy way right now. Let's end it.
Goldberg looks like he's actually
entertaining this.
Go ahead, Bill. Things are so bad here. Sign it.
Sign it, Bill.
Could he do this? Well, paid in full is quite an inducement. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
Don't listen. Sign it. First, smart thing.
No. He threw it away. He tore it up and threw the pin out.
I guess you're going to make my life a living hell, huh, Bill?
It looks like you're going to make your life a living hell.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a living hell, Bill.
Because
I'm not in this alone. Right now, Jarrett's back there. He's waiting for a piece of you. And what kind of mood is Kevin Nash going to be in when he walks in this building tonight? You better give a damn.
Oh, Goldberg is boiling
mad. And what about Scott Steiner? What about what you did to Medeja last week? Go ahead, hit me. I'm begging you to hit me.
But Goldberg just wants to paintbrush you as hard as he can.
The fact of the matter is, Bill, Steiner is so out of control that you told your girlfriend Beth.
Wrong thing. Wait a minute.
Hey, Goldberg! That room looked familiar to you.
Wait a minute.
Last week you touched one of my favorite freaks, and you didn't think I could pay back? Well, this week it's payback. I'm about to show your girlfriend what it's like to be with a real man.
His girlfriend? That's
what
our...
What does that mean?
That's our hotel.
My God!
That's our... No, you're coming with me. Get out of here!
He's got Goldberg! Oh, Scott Steiner! Scott Steiner's got Goldberg! And Goldberg ran for the ring!
What a plan by Mr. Russo!
That's the plan! That's what Russo said he was going to hatch tonight for Goldberg! My God, Scott Steiner's got Beth.
What is he going to do to her, though? Where is he going? He grabbed her by the arm. Goldberg snapped when he said the name of Beth.